This joint resolution deals with the gubernatorial power to withhold. Basically, what it does is it would place in the Constitution a protection on funds appropriated to the Department of Elementary and Secondary Education, as well as funds appropriated for the payment and principal of interest on the public debt. So essentially, we've had this issue for a few years now about how withholds have been handled in this state. And there have been a couple of things batted around. And of course, the House has generated a proposal that I think that they have passed, which I think is a little more complicated than this one. What I've chosen to do is just go straight to the issue. Education, elementary and secondary education, is about 40% of our state budget. We already have in the Constitution, under the line item veto section, which is section 26 of Article 4, the governor shall not reduce any appropriation for free public schools or for the payment of principal and interest on public debt. So the Constitution and the people of the state have already taken away the governor's authority of line item veto in this section. What this joint resolution does is it simply extends that principle from line item veto into the area of withholds. By doing this, it still leaves 60% of the general revenue of the state available for withholds should we incur a mid-year shortfall, which I'd like to remind everybody, when you have to withhold money, it's because that what we have appropriated is and what is coming in may not match, but that's only for that current fiscal year. The next year, we come back and we as appropriators decide how much money to spend in a given area. And so it is incumbent upon us to decide how much money the state is going to have and how we should spend it. So this would only affect withholds for the current fiscal year and then allow us to address the situation for the next fiscal year. Mr. President, with that, it would obviously go to a vote of the people, and the people would ultimately decide if we should extend that principle from line item vetoes into the area of withholds.